This is KAYT-FM. 881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, for truly this is the day that you have made, God. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, you are a good God. You are a faithful God. Now, God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for the rhema word, O God. We thank you for the word of encouragement, a word of deliverance, a word that will give us answers, O God. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse. Matthew, 6th chapter and the 10th verse. And it reads, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is the will of the Father. The will of our Father. As believers in Jesus, we acknowledge God as our King. And we pray, "Thy kingdom come," which means we desire for his sovereign rule over our lives here on earth as we submit to his authority and yield to his control in every aspect of our lives. Also, likewise, praying, "Thy kingdom come," means we earnestly yearn for God's reign to be established throughout the whole earth and over every human being. And we pray, "Thy kingdom come," so that God's sovereign rule will come now and in the future in its fullness throughout the land. "Thy will be done" is one of the requests in the Lord's Prayer. In part, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," Matthew 6, 9 through 10. See, we want to say, "Our kingdom come, our will be done, our on earth as it is in heaven." No, it has to be his. God is a sovereign God, and he rules all. We see that Jesus himself pleaded for God's will to be done in the Garden of Gethsemane. Prior to his crucifixion, he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Here it is again. It's not how we feel. It's not what we want, but it is up to the Father. And you can find that story in Matthew 26 and 39. Jesus was committed to seeing God's will accomplished, and the prayer, "Thy will be done," was a theme of his life. Most simply, to pray, "Thy will be done," is to ask God to do what he desires. And of course, we praying to God who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And you can find that in Genesis 1 and 3. So we know that his sovereign decree will be accomplished. Whether or not we pray for it, it will be accomplished. But there is another aspect of God's will. which we call his revealed will or his preceptive will. This is God's will that he has revealed to us, but that he does not force upon us. For example, it is God's will that we speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4 and 15, and that we do not commit adultery, 1 Corinthians 6 and 18. So when we pray, thy will be done, we are asking God to increase righteousness in the world, to bring more people to repentance, and to further the cause of the kingdom of his Son. When we pray, thy will be done, we acknowledge God's right to rule. We do not pray, my will be done. We pray, thy will be done. Asking that God's will be done is a demonstration of our trust that he knows what is best for us. It is a statement of submission to God's ways and his plans. We seek for our will to be conformed to his. Come on, get somebody. The Lord's Prayer begins by acknowledging God as Father in heaven. Jesus then models the petition. He is presenting three requests to the Father. Number one, God will act in such a way that he is visibly demonstrates his holiness and his glory. Two, that God would bring his kingdom to earth, that is, that the preaching of the gospel will convert sinners into saints who walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that God would rid the world of evil and create the new heavens and new earth where God would dwell with his people and there would be no more curse and no more death. Revelation 21 chapter and the 22nd chapter. Number three, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6 and 10. You see, in heaven, the angels perform God's desire completely, joyfully, and immediately. What a world this would be if we acted like that. Think about it. So as a point of clarification, thy will be done is not an passive prayer of resignation. Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane was not passive to the least. He poured out his heart before the Father, and he revealed his ultimate desire for God's will to be accomplished. That was his desire. Praying thy will be done acknowledges that God has more knowledge than we do, and that we trust his way is best for us. And it is a commitment to actively work to further the execution of God's will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. People of God, understanding who God is, we submit ourselves to him and allow him to transform us. The more we know God, the more readily our prayers will align with his will, and we can truly pray, and he will truly answer. Come on here, somebody. Thy will be done. We can approach God in confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John 5, 14 through 15. So, how do we let God's will be done? I'm glad you asked. Number one, you have to first commit your decisions and your will to God. Make it a matter of regular prayer, asking God to guide you and make his will known unto you. If you don't know the will of the Father for your life, ask him. It's all right. Number two, read the scriptures. Number three, understand your circumstances. Number four, seek godly advice. Don't seek anybody's advice. Seek godly advice. Number five, I like this one. Trust the Holy Spirit's guidance. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. And number six, finally, trust God for the outcome. You can't waver. You can't doubt. Trust God for the outcome. My God. So how do I surrender to God? How do I let go of people that hurt me? How do I let go of my past? How do I just let go of my will and allow God to have my will so I can accept his will? It all involves in seeking his guidance, following his word, aligning our will with his, relying on his promises. He is a God that will fulfill every promise. He cannot and will not lie to us. So in the process of this surrenderance, people of God, we can find true freedom and true peace. When we release the burden of trying to figure everything out on our own, and instead of embracing the assurance that God is in control, that's when we will find true freedom and true peace. Embrace what God says about you. Embrace the will of the Father for your life. Listen to him. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. And let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. Lord, we thank you for this word, God. We thank you for feeding our spirits, oh God. We thank you for opening up our understanding, God. We thank you for giving us ears to hear, eyes to see, oh God, a mouth to speak, giving us a mind to do your will, giving us a mind to do what you have called us to do. God, there is some that is having trouble submitting their will to you. But God, I pray for them right now, God, that their spirit will be at rest and they will trust the process and they will trust you, God. I pray, oh God, on this day that they will let go and let God, knowing that, Lord God, you will never leave them, nor would you forsake them. And God, let them know that you have began a good work in them and that you shall complete it and finish it to the end. And God, I thank you right now. I thank you for each and every one of them. I even thank you for the ones that said yes to your will. And I even thank you for the ones that have not made up their minds. But I know, God, they will say yes. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Please visit my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And if you're down to nothing, always remember that God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams.